Josh the younger, Josh the elder,
yeah.
And
okay. Yeah.
Once it's all red, you're fine.
Say that again.
I'm Jamie, and this is Chris.
Jamie and Chris are also here, and Karen. Karen's here. Okay, so we're all set. So we'll start with, we'd say this prayer on the top there three times. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of listening to the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings.
Oh, yeah.
So then.
Joshua, should I
get out the books? I'll try to do the language trainer, the Yabuka. Chilo Lepekona. Yeah, so. Michelle, if you have trouble sitting for a long time, then you can get up and go and rest or and come back. Yeah, when people have some kind of illness, then it's always an exception. You can do.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, I already.
Everybody
here?
Okay, Josh.
I have my coffee.
Karen, you have yours?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Will, do you need one? Want a copy?
Sure.
Did. Because a cheap job the other day.
Vale.
Mm.
Good. Oh, yeah. Can go to
work.
No. I wish she did a work. Now, I draw a woman to work up soon with
work.
Hmm. Don't go much, darling, she did since. Agin dishing well a charge of us. So change and around me by in dollar music you can tell and do. I cook tumble cook to make a shitty at a caress. Nah, some sang is somebody shook chick shook chick. We need to learn the condition you ever there. How much she go? Catch me, she was wrong or she was in the order. Tumble, she dollar, she injures. This I do any, eh?
So then there's a verse in Chandrakirti's supplement to Nagarjuna's treatise on the middle way where he says in the beginning we think I and what do you say, get attached to the self, and then we think mine, and what do you say, and our attachment to things arises. Then we cycle through. But helplessly, like the buckets in a on a water wheel. And so I bow down to compassion for beings in that situation. So then, in the beginning, we'd have this feeling of I very strongly. This is the very, what do you say? This is the very root of our suffering, the very basis for our suffering. And we have this strong feeling of the I as something that exists on its own, has some kind of self-existence. And then based on that, we have some attachment for things. We see things, and I need this, something like that. Then we think others, and think those, with some kind of feeling of, hostility, so then we get involved in doing actions out of, with our body, speech, or mind, means physical, verbal, or mental actions we get involved in. And then this causes us to cycle helplessly, or pass cyclist. I never know where to translate. Pass helplessly through cyclic existence means life after life after life. And so then Chandrakirti is, paying homage, I guess is a good way, or just showing respect to compassion for beings in that condition. And then the example is just like, like the buckets on a water wheel.
Samrung dushi shuk chambuchi yore. Wotene kondro nga ye chado serum duji da semba ki le ta chende pumbu nga se shagdo. Pumbu nga di nali ya ta yimba chi yomare. Ta yimba chi yomare. Yina ya nga ranzo ge pumbu nga la tene ta ba cham la ta di shagu yora. Pumbu nga la tene ene nga ta ba cham chi re ma do. Maranzu samba na shingi nga se di rong wadro shiki. Yi ji ngay ni nga nga rangi yu, di ngay sobo, di ngay sim, di ngay soro, di ngay ndushi. Pa sha ni tanda nga shik loga, tesoro wang kyun gen dro shi. Rong wadro shi nga shi. Yue sambi warwa. Di samlu di samba na shingi nga di yu ma resi ki warwa.
So in general, we're not saying, as Buddhists, we're not saying that this self does not exist at all. What we're saying is that, we have these, what we call the five aggregates, means our body and mind. Just the body and mind, so you have your body, and then the mind is divided into four different components. And so then, within those five aggregates, those four aggregates of the mind are feeling and discrimination and what we call compositional factors, which means all the other kind of mental processes, and then consciousness itself. So then none of those things are the self. None of those things, the body or its components, or the mind and its components, none of those things can you find identify as being the self. What we do is we impute self to that. We impute with our term, with either term, the term self, or the thought self, and that's enough for it to exist. But we have a very strong feeling that that's not enough for it to exist. And then we come up with this idea that the self exists on its own. Okay, it just has some kind of self-existence, some kind of independent existence, Rangwang means it just has some its own power. You know, it exists on its own, and so then these are my feelings, and these are my just sort of you have this self-existent idea of yourself, and then these are my feelings, these are my discriminations, this is my body. You have a strong feeling like that. And then this is the kind of a self that exists in that way that appears so clearly to us in our experience. We say that kind of self does not exist.
Joshua sokpo, Joshua maren, Joshua sokpo le tenne taku maren, Joshua yinginko kadul kare na jire se zubu zusa gowarawa. Ndi yo maren se gowarawa. Siasa ko rangwe ne nga zu nabiyo samba na shingi ti nga di yo na. Ani nga korangde kadul ban zubu zusa gowarawa, di nga re se. Ngo di Joshua gowarawa, di sokpo re, di sen di maren, di re se muzin si ya se gowarawa. Ndi yo maren se gowarawa.
So when we use the word in Buddhism, we have the word selflessness or no self. We talk about what this means is that we have this feeling of a self that it exists. Means that our usual way of thinking about the self, okay, that self does not exist. Okay, there's a lack of that kind of self. When we think about our self, we think of that we exist in our own right. Okay, that there is this kind of self that exists in its own right. Sort of, it doesn't need to depend upon the body or any of the components of the mind, feeling, discriminations, consciousness, and the other mental processes. It doesn't need to depend upon those. It just exists in its own right, on its own. It has its own self-existence. And but then, if it did exist like that, then it should be that we would be able to point it out. It should be able to find, this is it. When we look at some other person and say, oh, there's a person's, Okay, that's not it, that's the body. No, that's not it, that's their feelings, their you know, all the components of the mind, you take them all away, and they say, this is it. It should be something that we can point to and say and identify that this is the self. When we look through the various parts of the body and mind. And then, but we can't find that, right? We actually, the self is merely, what do you say, designated in or imputed, as we say, and based upon those things that are not it. And then that's enough for it to exist, and enough for it to, for ourselves to exist, for the self to exist, and for it to act. We have this other feeling of you know, just naturally, our usual thought is wrong, in fact, but we're thinking that it, I exist, you know, in my own right. I exist independent of anything, and then we based on that we think, oh, I need this. I need, you know, some better things to eat, and you know, those people are obstructing me. They're my enemies, and you get involved in all these kinds of what do you say, different actions and thoughts to provide for that self, and so then that self then gets us in all sorts of trouble. That perception, that way of thinking about the self, really is what it is. That way of thinking about the self gets us in all sorts of trouble.
Oh yeah. Di kadir es ne ta tene raya yo mare. Yine ko pa tene tak ba cham la sha go re. Ti ma do yu ju yo mare yi du ma yi du ma wa ta ni kari ne ya. Ko ra ma yin ge che ne su su sam lo pa ta sha gi ora. Te yine nga ran ju sam lo nal ti sam gi yo mare. Pa ma yin ge chi pa ta gi sam bar ko na chi yin ge chi yi du wa da me wa da ta da tu da ne ba da pen ba da kang ga tar ba da ko wa da kang ga.
So then we take this same conception about the self, and we feel the same thing about everything in existence, whatever it might be. That there's something there, that you know, there is something there that constitutes the whatever it is that we're looking at, and we think are satisfied with imputing the object based upon the things that aren't it. Okay, all of the things that we are, you know, looking at or observing are not actually it, and we impute there the object. But if we're satisfied with that, then that's enough. But then we think that there's something there from the side of the object, or the object exists in its own right, on its own, And something's there that would withstand any kind of analysis and that we could actually point to that is actually the object itself. And so then if we subject that to analysis, then we'll see that there's nothing there that we can find that's actually it. But we can, if we analyze, then we can't come up with anything that's it. But that's not how we think. Okay, we think, oh, there, it's right there. That's the way it always seems to us, and so then we get involved in thinking, this is, if it's something that we like, we'd say, oh, this is something appealing or good, attractive, and if it's something we don't like, then we think it's unattractive, and we get involved in all sorts of, destructive emotions and for the sake of those objects, and whether it's people or things other than people. And we never have this thought, oh, it just it just exists there, as an imputed designation, some kind of designation that we impute there. We never, our way of thinking is never along those lines. It's always, oh, there's something right there that, that I can find that is the object itself, and it seems to be existing its own right, separate from our imputing it there, and so then we think about. This is the way we think about everything, whether it be, cyclic existence, I mean, samsara or liberation or anything that we bring to mind. We think of it in this way, that there's something that it exists in its own right. I think that maybe is the key word we'll say, another way we say it is exists intrinsically, something like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.